Hi, my name is Jimmy, and I didn't know the Grateful Dead had a live scene until a year ago, but now it's my whole life. The Grateful Dead's always been important to me. Always on heavy rotation, if you know what I mean. So when Fairly Well happened, me and my wife were just having our first kid and knew it was totally out of the cards, but we're interested. Then the final tour happened, we had kids, we were busy, we didn't even know about it. And then they announced the Sphere, and we said, whoa. That's too expensive. But then Bill Walton died, who is like a little bit of a family friend of mine. Met him once when I was really little, and my mom knew his ex-wife really well. But he passed. And then again, while we're here on TikTok, TikTok fed us all of the Bill Walton content when he passed, which made us kind of sad. And like really longing for what he had, right? Because we started watching old interviews and like, you know, the whole, what's your favorite Dead show? The next one. But after Bill Walton passed, they added extra dates, which I'm sure they were already planning on doing. But it kind of like, you know, and the first date they added was Jerry's birthday. It was last year on Thursday. And the Thursday shows were a little less expensive. So we were like, just do it, right? Like, you know, when Bill Walton died, it was kind of emblematic of the other two. Or the other three, right? There were still, or was Phil still around? Sorry this is such a long video, but I'm trying to get this whole story out. Regardless of how many were alive, there was only two playing, right? And so you can only see the two that were playing. And we wanted to, you know, I've always had a kind of a thing for Bobby anyway, right? Like nothing weird, but I love him. I think he's cute. I think he's fun. Like he's secretly my favorite, I guess not secretly now. So when we bought the tickets, I already had a ring but I hadn't figured out how to, you know, ask my wife to marry her. So it was like 3 months and I was like, and it was getting up close to like, we were already planning our wedding, right? It was a very casual, like the engagement was already in, but like where to do it, right? And so that was coming up really close to when we were going to try to get married, which was October, which happened, right? You know, hence the ring. We get engaged on Jerry's birthday. We didn't even know it was Jerry's birthday. This is how bad of heads we were, right? We didn't even know it was Jerry's birthday. I think we found out the day, like 2 days before, that it was Jerry's birthday. And then we got all like extra excited. It like added to the anticipation. So now once we got back from the Sphere, we were engaged. That October, we then go and get married, right? And then I'm serving at my restaurant locally here in Temecula. And these two people in full Deadhead gear come in, right? And by this point, I'm already only listening to Grateful Dead, right? Like, it's same as where I am now. I actually listen to less Grateful Dead now than I did then, right? It was like heavy, heavy rotation. Because now it's like this, like, cardinal event in my life. So these Deadheads walk in, they sit in my section, and I'm like all excited because she's like wearing Deadhead pants, right? Like she's wearing like rainbow skeletons on her fucking pants. Like she's for real. And so I got all excited. They start talking to me and they go, well, if you live here, why aren't you down at Winston's in OB? And of course I was like, what? So I was serving them on a Wednesday. And so they were like, oh, yeah, we were down in San Diego and we saw this amazing cover band at Winston's and at the bar Winston's in OB, Electric Waistband. If you love the Dead, you got to go see them. And so me and my wife were like, okay, cool. That would have been like November. And we finally made plans to go to Winston's. I want to say it was in February. I think it was, so it was my wife's mom's birthday. So February-ish, right? You know, we might have celebrated it after, but I don't know. So we walk in and we get a seat over to the side and we're sitting there for the first set. And then with the second set, you know, the first set ends, we go outside, we go smoke some pot by ourselves, like not around anybody, but we're kind of like watching the scene, right? We're watching the people, we're watching it all. And so as we're walking in, I go, do you want to dance? And my wife was like, yeah. And we were always people who were like, we're shy. We don't dance. We never were dancers. We always kind of thought that was something not, and we were into. So then we danced the whole second set. Not well compared to what we do now, but I don't even think I dance well compared to anything. But my wife has got a really beautiful rhythm going down. But once you start dancing to the Grateful Dead, I feel like that's a whole nother level of change, right? You know, the spiritual organism that is the psychedelic dance floor really fucking changed our lives in a whole nother way, right? You know, you learn how to dance with other people and kind of lose yourself, right, in a practice or like a ceremony. It's crazy, right? That's enough far out. But I believe in the power of dance, especially when combined with the Grateful Dead. And that's my like love. That's my new love, right? You know? Build that up more. Build up the scene more, right? Dance with more people. Get more young people on the dance floor to the Grateful Dead. I know there's a lot of young people out there that love the Grateful Dead just like I do. And we want you out there. We want to have fun with you. And this is basically my story, right? I think that if you're a deadhead out there, you know, and if you get through this whole fucking thing, right, which I'm proud of you for doing, because this is the longest video I've ever fucking made, and you feel like you're not getting enough out of your life, find your local cover band, and I don't care how weird it feels, get out and dance. Dance with those people. Whoever it is, if it's some old guy flinging his arms around, trust me, you're going to have fun with him. So if you're young like me or younger, please go find your local Dead scene if you love the Grateful Dead, because it's so important. It did so much for my life. And I appreciate you guys.